It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Next, your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
The Supreme Court nominee.
President Trump has told some Republicans he's all set to nominate Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Coney Barrett is a graduate of Notre Dame Law School, a mother of seven, considered a devout Catholic. She clerked for the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia. Judge Barrett was critical of Chief Justice Roberts when he voted to uphold the Affordable Care Act. She's publicly questioned legalizing abortion, and she thinks courts will add more abortion restrictions. ABC's Andy Field tells us what her nomination may mean for the court.
She has been called the female Antonin Scalia. The late conservative Supreme Court Justice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett's public views and court decisions align with Scalia's and conservatives, who the president hopes are happy with his choosing Barrett for Justice Ginsburg's seat. Conservatives also hoping her Supreme Court votes will help eliminate everything from abortion rights to the Affordable Care Act. One reason the president and Republicans are rushing her confirmation.
President Trump was asked about his pick when he arrived at Joint Base Andrews today.
Well, I haven't said it was her, but she is outstanding. But they're all outstanding. They're all very outstanding people. Top of the line academically and every way possible.
So just 2 days ago, Utah Senator Mike Lee, who's been on President Trump's Supreme Court list, said he expected the president to nominate Coney Barrett, saying she's exactly the kind of nominee the court needs.
And I would support that nomination wholeheartedly. She's got a proven track record. She's someone who understands the difference between judging and lawmaking. She understands that she's there to interpret the law based on what the words say, rather than on the basis of what some social scientist or lawyer might wish that it said. That's exactly the kind of person we need on the U.S. Supreme Court, and I think it will and should be her.
The president is set to make the official announcement tomorrow, 3 o'clock Mountain Time. While choosing the next Supreme Court justice may be dominating both Republican and Democratic attention in D.C., it's far from the most important issue for voters outside the Beltway. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
While the battle over filling the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court brews on Capitol Hill, the outcome is not the most important issue in most American voters' choice for president. A new ABC News Washington Post poll showing only 11% call the next appointment to the Supreme Court the single most important issue in their choice for president. More than twice that number, 25%, say the economy is the top issue, followed by 17% who pick the handling of the coronavirus outbreak, 15% who say health care, 14% prioritizing equal treatment of racial groups, and 12% who say their top issue is crime and safety. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Reports this afternoon again saying the president intends to choose Amy Coney Barrett for the open spot on the Supreme Court. The announcement, 3 p.m. tomorrow. The family of Breonna Taylor is demanding transcripts of grand jury proceedings in her case. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, that jury decided against charging three officers in direct connection to the no-knock warrant and shooting that left Breonna Taylor dead. Family attorney Benjamin Crump says he wants to know the role of Kentucky's attorney general and the FBI in the investigation.
We're asking the FBI to make sure that they give Breonna a voice.
Police say officers fired after Taylor's boyfriend opened fire, striking an officer. There has been protesting around the country after that grand jury decision. This young girl and her mom are in downtown Louisville to show their support for Taylor.
People shouldn't get killed for things they do that are bad. They can go to jail, but they don't have to get killed.
On the campaign trail, that issue also coming into focus. VP candidate Kamala Harris, during a remote interview for the NAACP National Convention, saying when she heard the news in the Breonna Taylor case this week, it felt like a gut punch.
Her life deserves to be valued and to be honored.
And President Trump this afternoon is talking about his platinum plan on economic opportunity in the black community. He's also taking aim at his opponent, Joe Biden, over his 1994 crime law that gave harsh sentences, saying that he will give people a second chance.
We will create a national clemency project to right wrongful prosecutions and to pardon individuals who have reformed their lives.
The president is pledging millions of jobs plus access to loans for business growth in his platinum plan. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:04, today's coronavirus numbers. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the state reporting a record number of new cases of the virus today. Also, a new record number of tests. There were more than 10,000 tests in the past day, which churned out just over 1,400 positives. 184 people are currently hospitalized. And the state says the numbers are being driven by more younger people getting the disease. And there's a new campaign to get them to take it seriously. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce with the details.
It's called Rona Alert, a social media campaign just launched by the Utah Department of Health to remind young people to wear a mask, wash their hands, and stay home if they're sick. Department spokeswoman Jenny Johnson says young people are driving Utah's spike in coronavirus cases, and even if they don't get a serious case of it,
they need to understand that it does impact them. Maybe it's not so much the health effects that they're worried about, but we know they're worried about staying in school or playing sports or hanging out with their friends. Right now, they're at the risk of losing those opportunities.
The first video just launched on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and TikTok, with more posts coming soon. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:06.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. You better listen closely. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had emergency traffic southbound I-15 due to an earlier vehicle fire that stopped the traffic completely. You're going to see a lot of stop-and-go speeds from Santaquin down to almost Mona. In Provo Canyon, Highway 189, we have a crash affecting both directions of traffic as well as construction. And this is between SR 92 and Vivian Park and Canyon Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06, and back to Todd Fuchs.
It's being called a pattern of abuse by Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall. The city is reviewing all police canine bites over the past 4 years. They're seeing significant problems with a lot of them. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Out of the 27 dog bites reviewed between 2018 and now, 18 of them were handed over to the DA's office and the Civilian Review Board. The officers involved in these cases are on leave, pending the outcome of the investigations. Chief Mike Brown says he's going to review every bite over the past 4 years, and he says once public trust is lost, it takes a lot of hard work to get it back.
The canine apprehension program is suspended indefinitely, but Mayor Mendenhall says she needs to study the issue more before she decides to pull the plug on it or not. Police in West Valley City say they found an 11-year-old boy who went missing last night. The child is a foster kid who recently moved in with a new family in West Valley. They took him to Bingham High School last night to watch a baseball game at around 6 when he ran off. West Valley police say he was found safe and will be returned home. Anyone trying to buy a home in Salt Lake City is getting sticker shock. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the eye-bugging prices.
The median price of a home in 2010 was $225,000. Now a new report from Construction Coverage says that same house in Salt Lake City will set you back $398,000. That's a 77% increase. And it's nearly double the national average, which has seen home prices rise 42% in the same time period.
The largest increase in home prices is in Lehigh Acres, Florida, where people are paying almost 150% more than 10 years ago. KSL News Time 5:08, it's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
Even the birds are different. Thanks to COVID and the empty streets of major cities, ornithologists say sparrows have changed their tune. Here's what they used to sound like. But with cities gone quiet, it's a little different. Listen. Can you tell the difference? Scientists note urban sparrows are softer and their songs travel twice as far. And the males are singing lower notes. Now, since you probably couldn't tell the difference, let me put this in human terms you'll understand. The male sparrow sings with a deeper voice and sexier, and the female sweeter. It's kind of like this.
I've heard people say,
love the news.
too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Easy, cause you're beautiful.
I don't know about that.
Making love with you.
There's many times that we love.
Scientists say if we move to electric cars and cities are quieter, this is what sparrows will sound like. Well, to them. But you get the point now, right? Carry on, you two.
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and emergency traffic continues due to an earlier vehicle fire southbound I-15. We are starting to see traffic moving a little bit better, but unusual delays starting as you're approaching the Santaquin area all the way down to Young Living Lavender Farms, so on the way to Mona. We have also had a crash in the construction, just really causing delays in Provo Canyon in both directions on Highway 189. Those delays stretch between Canyon Road and Vivian Park, and then northbound I-15 in Utah County. Delays from Linden up to Lehigh Main Street due to road work. Michelle?
Well, those delays continue northbound I-15. This is from Bangor Highway up into the Sandy area. We also have a new crash. This is in Taylorsville, affecting multiple directions at 5400 South and 3600 West, as well as more delays for drivers headed westbound I-80, making your way over toward Lake Point SR-36. Steve?
Slowdowns northbound 15 Davis County between the Kaysville Ponds and Layton Hills Mall. Even southbound 15 bogged down between Riverdale and Roy. Got a stalled vehicle in the mix there at 31st Street in Ogden with a right lane closed. And northbound 89 slow at South Weaver Drive. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Over 8,000 Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Kevin Eubank has the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures are going to be in the upper 70s here in Salt Lake City under smoky sunshine. We'll stay in those upper 70s for 6 o'clock, mid-70s for 7, and then low 70s for 8. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 50s as we watch a cold front move in for Saturday morning. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 83 degrees. You know, today is the day we get 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness. Sun rose at 7:18 this morning. It sets at 7:18 tonight. KSL News Time, 5:12. Let's go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a rat has for the first time won a British charity's top civilian award for animal bravery. Now, this is a giant rat, more the size of a cat, receiving the honor for searching out unexploded landmines in Cambodia. The rat's name, Magawa, a giant African pouched rat. It was awarded this gold medal for his life-saving bravery and devotion after discovering 39 landmines and 28 items of unexploded ordnance in the past 7 years. Now, first known as the People's Dispensary for Sick Animals, PDSA started as a free veterinary clinic in 1917. It's been honoring heroic animals since 1943. Now, this rat was trained by a Belgian organization that has taught rats to find landmines for more than 20 years. Did you know that more than 60 million people in 59 countries continue to be threatened by landmines and other unexploded ordnance? In 2018, landmines and other remnants of war killed or injured nearly 6,900 people.
Much of it from years gone by. Thanks, Maria. KSL News Time 5:13. The latest car from Hot Wheels was designed right here in Utah. Greg Salzillo beat out more than 10,000 people to win the Hot Wheels Legend Tour.
We were then kind of immortalized into their Hot Wheels Garage of Legends, as they call it, and we were presented with our very own Hot Wheel, die-cast version of a Hot Wheel.
Wow. Salzillo says the best part of the whole process was being able to share it with his boys. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, coronavirus has done some bad damage to the airline industry, but it's done something good for airports. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live. Kira?
Jeff, the upside is airports are a more pleasant place to be these days. A year ago, overcrowding and construction led to delays and confusion for travelers at many of the major airports. Today, airports are relatively empty, and a new study said this means a sharp increase in traveler satisfaction as passengers are just breezing through the security checkpoints, baggage claims, food and retail services. Overall, customer satisfaction was a record high, 784 on a scale of 1,000. That's up 22 points from last year. I'm just bummed bummed I haven't been able to see the new Salt Lake City airport, Jeff.
Yeah, I flew just days before they opened it, so we'll all have to wait, but we'll get there. Thank you, Kira. Trending right now on social media, even the Queen is taking a hit. The pandemic has cost Queen Elizabeth about $45 million in lost revenue. The coronavirus has created a shortage of tourists at Buckingham Palace, and that will slow down the replacement of heating and plumbing at the ancient palace. She should call any hour services. Hello. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
young people are driving the spike in Utah's coronavirus cases, and now there's a new social media campaign to get them to wear a mask. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, all signs point to Amy Coney Barrett being the president's pick for the Supreme Court. We'll carry the announcement live tomorrow at 3 p.m. More the in-depth in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
In addition to the slow-and-go and stop-and-go delays, southbound I-15 between Santaquin and Mona, we have a new accident. This is going to be westbound on the 21st South Freeway prior to 7200 West, and it's just adding to the delays in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky sunshine today, but get ready for some cool changes. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 83 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Just hours ago, an historic farewell to the Justice Barrett could replace. An honor guard carrying the casket of Ruth Bader Ginsburg down the steps of the U.S. Capitol, where she lies in state today. ABC's Terry Moran was there.
This honor of lying in state in the Capitol, all part of recognizing that her story is the best of our stories. The daughter of immigrant families, a person who did have to overcome discrimination on the basis of gender, and in many ways still, given the time when she was born, discrimination on the basis of her faith.
Ginsburg was the first woman and the first Jewish American to lie in state at the Capitol. The latest tracking from Johns Hopkins University says there are more than 7 million COVID-19 cases in the U.S. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died a week ago. We're all but expecting President Trump will select Circuit Judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill her Supreme Court vacancy. That should happen tomorrow afternoon at 3, and we'll carry the president's remarks live here on KSL News Radio. We've been learning more about Barrett through the week and the host of Inside Sources. Boyd Matheson joins me live for a deeper dive. Boyd, why this Chicago-based U.S. Court of Appeals judge? What makes her stand out above the rest of the president's potential nominees?
You know, I think there was actually a moment in the previous nomination of, dealing with the last one with Kavanaugh, that many people thought that Coney Barrett was going to be the pick then. I think it was a little buyer's remorse because the Kavanaugh hearings got so mired in the controversies and the politicization of it all. And so I think many people had kind of gone through the process with her before. She has a record. She's been on the Seventh Circuit there. She's also gone through the Senate process in terms of being voted by the Senate. She had 55 votes in that, which means she did get a couple of Democratic votes when she was confirmed to the district court. So they don't have to start over in terms of kind of the vetting process. They've been there, done that. She has a great record. She's very comfortable for the president and for the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and for the Republicans in the Senate who have already signaled that they would be very comfortable getting her through very quickly to the floor vote on the Senate.
So at difficult times, this would be the easiest pick to get through the Senate because she's been in the on-deck circle for 2 years now.
Yeah, that's right. She has been on the on-deck circle. As I said, many people thought she should have been up to bat last time. So that makes it very easy. A lot of vetting had already gone on. It's one of those interesting, you don't really think about it, but there's a lot of pitching that goes on in terms of these nominees. They kind of go around to the special interest groups and the other, thought leaders in Washington, D.C. and around the country. So there's no sales job that needs to be done on Amy Coney Barrett. That's already been done. And so that makes it a much cleaner, much easier. The hearings will still be fascinating to watch. Of course, Utah Senator Mike Lee will have a seat on the bench there to ask questions as part of that committee hearing in the judiciary. So I expect there will be some fireworks. I expect there will be some drama. But in the end, I think she will end up on the floor of the United States Senate for a confirming vote.
In her judicial rulings in the past, has she left her DNA behind, or is this a judge that you can't really tell what she stands for?
She clearly stands on the originalist view of the Constitution and her role in it as calling balls and strikes. She clearly has that. She did have a confrontation with Dianne Feinstein in the Senate hearings when she was confirmed to the Seventh Circuit. You may remember playing that audio where they went back and forth in terms of her faith. It was a real affront, I think, by Dianne Feinstein from the Senate Judiciary Committee to really call out, I think the phrase was, her dogma runs deep, which, of course, is what you actually want in a justice, someone who has deep-held beliefs and who will stick to those regardless, because it's about being a judge. A judge is about calling balls and strikes. It's not about creating law, and we've gotten away from a lot of that. And, of course, a lot of that is Congress's fault for not doing their job.
Has she clearly telegraphed her position on abortion?
I don't think there's a real telegraph there. She's obviously very much in the pro-life camp in terms of the rights of the yet-to-be-born. But in terms of how that would impact the ruling on Roe v. Wade, I think that will, for each of the justices, really, you'll really have to see that play out in terms of precedent and what cases brought before them to deal with that, I think, will be the real test there.
Okay, the last two rounds of Senate confirmation hearings have been rough, to say the least. Can we expect this one is going to be as rough or close for Judge Barrett?
I think it will be slightly different. I think the tone will be slightly different. I think most of the ire of the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee will be fired at President Trump and not at Judge Barrett. And so I think there will be displays in the hearings from the Democrats. They may walk out. They may protest. They may call for delays. It'll be a lot of that kind of stuff. But they've already asked her most of the questions they can ask, and she's answered those. And so that's all on record. So she actually has a very interesting way to go in there, because she can actually go back and refer to it wasn't that long ago. It was 2017 when she was confirmed on the Seventh Circuit. And so she can simply say to Senator Feinstein, as I answered you 2 years ago, and just repeat her answers that way. And that would be an interesting strategy in terms of the drama inside the hearing chamber, is if she just goes back, if they try to fire and get their social media moment, if they try to make some big political statement they can use for fundraising, I think that will backfire on the Democrats this round. They should not try to do the grandstand moves here, and neither should the Republicans, by the way. I think Coney Barrett will likely just stick to the answers she gave less than 2 years ago. I think that will be a really safe path for her, a clean path, and it will make it really hard for them to swing wildly at anything that might upend her nomination.
Okay, Boyd, you and I have this extended discourse about Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and tomorrow President Trump can wake up and change his mind. We see a different judge at 3 p.m. Could happen.
It could happen, and the only way it would happen, I think every source that I've checked, both in the White House, on the Hill, and around and about in Washington, D.C., all lines point to Amy Coney Barrett, that really got galvanized on late Tuesday, early Wednesday this week. But the president is known, if he feels like something is inevitable, it might be the TV producer in him. He likes the drama. He likes the shift. He doesn't want anything to be inevitable. If he did, you would see someone like Judge LaGoya out of Florida would be the number two pick there. I think if there's any surprise coming tomorrow afternoon, it would be that. And I don't think that's going to happen. But again, knowing this president, if Amy Coney Barrett's popularity peaked too soon and it became too inevitable, then he might decide he wants to mix it up. But I don't think he will on this one, just because of the timing and the election coming, and he wants to get this done.
Always a pleasure, Boyd. The host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. KSL News Time 5:23. Again, the president's announcement at 3 tomorrow afternoon, live on KSL. Now, emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Ricky Meese.
We are seeing improvements from the earlier stop-and-go speed southbound I-15, Santaquin on to Mona. Speeds are starting to improve. Traffic starting to move again. We do have a crash and construction causing delays in both directions in Provo Canyon, not far from Vivian Park, and then also delays northbound I-15 in Utah County, Linden up to Lehigh Main Street. Michelle?
Well, we have delays. This is westbound I-80 prior to Saltaire all the way over to SR-36. Now, we have a crash with injuries in Taylorsville, 5400 South, 3600 West, and I-15 northbound delays, Bankater Highway to about 106 South in Sandy. Steve?
And delays in Davis County, northbound I-15, Kaysville to Layton. On the flip side, southbound 15 slowdowns between Ogden and Hinkley Airport down to Roy. Plan your getaway today at Ruby's Inn. Great scenery, lots to do, open campgrounds with all the amenities, full hookups and free Wi-Fi, hiking, biking, horse, and ATV trails. Visit rubysinn.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast now. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, plenty of sunshine today, although it's smoky out there. That's going to change, compliments of a storm that will move in tomorrow morning. That cold front will bring in some cooler air. It will also drop temperatures into the 60s and 70s in northern Utah and help clear out the smoke. Partly cloudy skies Saturday, all sunshine on Sunday and Monday. Temperatures stay below average through the first of the week, then back to the upper 70s and low 80s for the end of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
83 degrees. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 525.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. As the weather changes in the fall, the capital city has opened the streets downtown for fun, family-friendly entertainment. Each weekend from Thursday through Saturday until October 10th, the sections of Main Street between Exchange Place and City Creek have closed off traffic to make way for expanded seating and open-air dining. The expanded hours run from 6 to 10 p.m. and also provide art, entertainment, and of course, great food. Our downtown comprises 133 restaurants and bars, plus over 100 local and downtown-only retailers that are open for business. Open Streets is your invitation to enjoy Main Street and downtown at large. While the pandemic has suppressed downtown commerce, it cannot suppress our spirit and desire for social connection. This temporary expansion of Main Street pedestrian options allows residents and visitors the space to enjoy the social energy of being downtown, outside, and together. The Open Street series is a partnership between Salt Lake City, the Downtown Alliance, and the Blocks to sustain our downtown restaurants and retailers. Please join us this fall for some evening fun in Salt Lake City and give back to those local businesses. For more information on this program, visit downtownslc.org and check out all our capital city has to offer. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Speaking of business, a great end to the day on Wall Street. The Dow jumped 358 points. The S&P 500 added 51. The NASDAQ gained 241 points. KSL News Time, 527.
Hey, Mr. World here at the big comic book convention. I'm suited up as the world's fastest superhero. Pew! Speaking of fast, did you know that Eyeglass World has in-store labs? Spoiler alert. That's the source of their same-day service superpowers.
With same-day service, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
You've been spending a lot of time in your home. A lot of members of the family have been spending a lot of time in your home. The wear and tear might be a little obvious right now, especially on those carpets. That's why I want you to call Zero Res, because after all, a clean home is a healthy home, and no one cleans your home better, your carpets better, and other things too. Nobody cleans better than Zero Res. So call and schedule your carpet cleaning today for your home or your office, because they continue to offer these great low rates. Dee and I took advantage of this just a few weeks back. $33 per room cleaned. And when you schedule three rooms, Zero Res will add the fourth room for free. And of course, they use that great technology where they leave no sticky residue behind. Thus, Zero Res. So call 801-288-9376. That's 288-ZERO. Or search online for Zero Res carpet cleaning.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Smartin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.